Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Saul.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
.025 The Bone, it is the Mike Calta Show. Almost 9 o'clock. Oh, are you supposed to be somewhere at 9 o'clock? Oh, man. I like to go out to time so that people know whether they're late or they're on time. You know, people used to say that. They go, hey, you know, news starts right at 7. I know if I'm in the shower and I'm listening to the news, I'm going to be on time. Then you throw me off whenever you do an open letter at 8:30. I go, hey, I don't know what to tell you. You know, don't count on it. Look at the clock.
Yeah. Look at the clock.
We were just having, listen, this is a great job and we love this job, but we were having a little bitch session about stuff.
Yeah.
Because any job that you do, you're going to bitch about a little bit and stuff.
Yeah.
But I read something. This is a list of careers that they say sound cool, but actually aren't cool. some of the different ones that they have in here is, let's see, teaching, they say, which I'm sure your wife probably complains a lot of stuff, which, you know. Being a teacher, you're underpaid, you're underappreciated, all that type of stuff, and people always come to you and is like, why is my kid so stupid? You know, I'm sure there's a lot of that.
She enjoys the children aspect of it. That's what keeps her doing it.
Right. It says teaching, you can make an impact, but there's also parents to deal with, along with low pay, lack of resources, a lot of after hours work, because it's not like they're just working in the time they're in the classroom. And the fact that that no matter how hard you try, some kids or teens just won't care at all.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things about being a teacher. Let's see, a chef, which I thought about being a chef.
So did I.
Because I really enjoy cooking, and I thought about going to culinary school, and I thought, you know, most chefs are, you know, kind of jerks. I could do that.
Yeah.
So a chef, they say, like a lot of gigs, your passion can get weighed down by very long hours and needing to rely on people who are not as passionate about their job. I can tell you, and I told this to my son because my son working, and he was saying about something going on and this person didn't do this. I said, I got this advice a long time ago by a guy who was the general manager of the club that I worked at. And he said, don't expect other people to do the job that you do because you will be let down.
Yeah.
Because I'm always kind of perfectionist and really try and do anything that I do. I try to do to the best of my ability. And when you see other people that are half-assing it, you're like, look at this. And it makes you so mad that you can't.
Yeah.
Because it's there's so many people that do half-ass job. Meanwhile, you're doing your job. And I'm not saying just me. There's a lot of people, obviously, that feel that way. But, yeah, you'll always be let down if you try and think other people are going to do the job that you're doing because you're giving 100% and they're just like, nah.
Yeah, whatever.
Just here for a paycheck.
Yeah.
Don't care.
You know. Who are you pointing to over there?
I'm not pointing anybody.
You pointing to Pap-Pap back there?
No.
Your head's moving towards Pap-Pap. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Joe, I'll never forgive you for Sporkle.
Son of a bee. Another one is flight attendant. They say it was glamorized in the past, and there were perks, but you basically are a server who cleans toilets and sometimes gets verbally abused.
Yeah. That's what I honestly thought I was going to have to do that when I, like, was thinking about like career changes and stuff like that.
Oh, when were you thinking of career changes?
I mean,
every time we
last Thursday,
every week,
today,
every time we say horrible stuff to you,
right now, like I'm literally filling out applications. No, but I thought like if I ever, you know, got fired or like even when I was an intern here and I didn't think I was ever going to get hired, I was like, maybe I'll just go and be a flight attendant and that way I get to travel,
yeah,
see the world. And basically, because I was a bartender server, I was like, I do this stuff on the ground. And at least in the flight, you know.
Yeah, right, you get to travel and do some different stuff.
It does seem like there was a being a flight attendant or even a, like a it was like a bigger deal back in like you know, the 80s or the 70s or whatever.
Right, yeah, because like in Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
where
wow.
if you're a captain, you know, people are like, oh, captain. And, you know, not that we're disrespecting them now, but we're like, yeah, that's a job.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know, you don't think of them as being something superior where you're like, oh, but look, uniform.
And I also don't think the perks are that as good as they used to be because I know
probably
my,
not.
My aunt, my great aunt, she was a flight attendant for Delta. Like she did that, like that was her whole job. She retired from there. So we used to get like really cheap flights. We could like I flew first class when I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I can't imagine flying all day long because they do multiple flights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Things go like back four or five times in a day.
You got to imagine that they're like, where are we? Pittsburgh? What,
yeah. yeah.
I don't know where I, what city I'm
what
in.
What time I zone? I don't know. What,
did any of you guys watch the, I can't think of it, but it's with Kaylee Cuoco. It was a short series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I started watching that and I probably watched, I don't know, five episodes or something. And it just got too much.
There was only eight, but I mean,
oh, really?
But I enjoyed it. I like her as an actress, but
yeah. It
wraps up.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe
because there is a lot of back and forth and you're like, and there's a lot of going over it again and again. They recap a lot, the same stuff, but I mean, yeah.
Because it has the dude from the Gold Company from Game of Thrones.
I like
he's
him.
He's in there as well. Yeah. He's a good actor. I would imagine like that would be a cool thing to do. Is, you know, if you're young and you just want to go travel a bunch of different places and bang a bunch of people.
Does anybody know somebody?
I have to imagine that you're going to different places and meeting people and having like regular be like, yeah, I'll be back on Tuesday.
Because like imagine if like you and your friend became flight attendants and you guys worked on the same air route.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically just traveling with your friend at that point. Every city you stop at, you can hang out, go check it out.
Yeah.
I bet you deal with a lot of jerks, though.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people.
Sure.
Well, I mean, look at
Look
at all the viral videos that go from people who don't want to wear a mask or people that just
unruly. Far worse with COVID.
But I don't think I'd be a good flight attendant because I'd be like, all right, put your mask on. And somebody would be like, no, I'm not doing it. I'd be like, okay. All right, yeah.
Whatever,
that's
dude.
Fine with me, whatever.
Another one they say is nursing, especially an ER nurse. You're caring for people, but the level of horror, negativity, and mental exhaustion is underappreciated. Nursing's got to be, I mean, I think you're dealing with a lot of gross stuff, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
A lot of cleaning up.
Yeah. A lot of lifting things. And
yep.
Well, if you think the emergency room, there's probably like a lot of drug overdoses and stuff like that. So like the actual clientele, if you want to put it that way, the patients that you're actually dealing with are just not the people that you
would. And just the stuff that you're seeing.
You got to see some kids come in sometimes.
That, somebody hit by a car, somebody gunshot wounds, stabbing, all those different things. No, thanks. Veterinarian. You think you're caring for cute animals, and I think all of us growing up were like, oh, I'll take care of animals. I want to be a vet and stuff. But it's very stressful because a lot of the owners freak out on you and stuff. Soul-sucking treatment decisions, which, you know, you got to think. There's a lot of times where you're like, you got to put this animal down. Sick and dying creatures that you're dealing with all day long.
And you can't ask your patients what's wrong. You have to just keep trying.
Right.
What are your symptoms?
Yeah.
So this was so crazy to the point where unless I'm involved, I'm probably not going to say anything, but it got to the point where I was going to say something. So I had my dog Ghost. We were at the vet the other day, and this lady came out of one of the rooms and started yelling at the attendants there. I was like, well, there's other dogs in the waiting area. I can't go over there. What did you expect to happen in a, you know, animal hospital? Other dogs are going to be there. Other animals are going to be there. Like, she rented out the whole place.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with your dog that it can't be around other dogs or anything? By the way, just so you know, I was the only one there, and Ghost was sitting there right next to me as calm and laying there totally calm. She didn't even come over that way. She just doesn't want to be around other dogs and stuff. Started yelling at and the lady goes, well, I can hold your dog. And she goes, well, I have to pay for this now. And by the way, I don't even know if I need it. And if I don't need it, I'm bringing it back. And you're giving me and just yelling at these people. And I was just going to be like, lady, calm down.
For real,
she wound up leaving. And I was like, ooh, I made eyes. I did eyes. I did eyes. That was the most I did. I did eyes to the nerd. I went like this. I gave her one of those. I gave her
too bad it was an episode of What Would You Do? And you totally failed.
Listen, if I wind up on an episode of What Would You Do, it's probably go to jail because.
Wait a second.
It is not going to go well.
What are you doing?
Stabbing someone.
Oh, okay.
You're annoying. Stab.
Wait.
And then the number one that they say is video game developer.
Oh, yeah. That sounds super boring.
But it sounds like it would be cool.
Yeah, but you're just sitting at a computer for like 12 hours a day.
That's it. It says you're overworked and underpaid. You only get credit if you're one of the big shots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you developed a game and it was a big smash hit and you were the owner of it and you did it, not, you know, hey, you're working for this company. We own it, dum-dum. Go sit back down at your computer.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of the way it goes for a lot of these newer jobs that are being created like in our lifetime, like the influencers and stuff like that. Like people can make a living being an influencer and just doing that, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and you almost have to be one of the first, like one of the pioneers to start it off to really make that money. Because after that, it's just so watered down.
Yeah,
that I feel like it may be hard to make money. I don't know though, because
that's like podcasters. You know, you hear so many different people who have podcasts and stuff, but there's some that are making a ton of money. Some. Not a lot. Yeah. And there, as many as there are, there's plenty that aren't making any money at all, or they're happy that they get, you know, one sponsor who, you know, will make your t-shirts for you or whatever it is.
Or their mom listens.
But there's but there's other ones if you have some sort of little niche thing, whatever, or if you're popular, you know, if you're already a famous person, that obviously helps with your podcast. But I mean, there's a lot of true crime ones. I know, like I've talked about before, those I don't even know what they're called. They do the murder stories and wine, and they're
You
know, and they go around crime and wine, or I don't know what it is. I don't particularly care for them. I know there's other people that like them, and they do tours and stuff, and they I think sell their own wine and everything. But it's smart.
Genius, yeah.
But they're probably working their asses off too, just like influencers. You may think, oh, well, that's just a pretty girl, but she's constantly putting up stuff on her social media, doing things. Dealing with marketing people, getting different products that I'm going to use this product or show this product and get money from those people. Yeah.
I mean, just think about how many times you post on your Instagram as just a normal person, you know, maybe like once a month, maybe not even that. Influencers have to post daily. They have to post multiple, whether it's a story, post, or reel.
Got to get the algorithm.
You have to do the algorithm. You have to do it at a certain time. You also have to make sure you're doing what's the trendy thing. Like, there's actually a lot that goes into it. Yeah. It's not just taking pretty pictures and being hot.
But some people say they're influencers, and they're not influencing anything because they don't have a following.
Right. But
I'm an influencer, and you look, and they have, you know.
Or they pay for their following.
Yeah. Right. So you're not doing anything.
Mom.
This is the thing. I love when you see someone who has, like, a million followers, and you look at and then you click on one of their pictures and they only have 100 likes and you're like, well, cool. You bought all of your followers.
Not making any sense here.
So
I gotta tell you, I just took a sip of my water. So I'll tell you what the thing is. It tastes weird. But I know exactly what it tastes like.
Oh no.
So a few weeks back, I had to use my generator and I had to get gas and I put gas in my car and the cans and the gas leaked into my car.
Don't drink gas.
No. But then I vacuumed and wet vacked and did this and put down carpet fresh and I bought 9 million air fresheners and all this stuff. Then I literally got some of those air fresheners that have the wick on them, the glass jar, and has liquid in it. And I just pulled it off and I just dumped it in my car. So now it smells a little bit like gas and a lot like fresh linen.
Yeah.
Now anything that is in my car has that smell. And apparently it transfers into water because I just drank it. And it's like I'm drinking fresh linen water.
Laundry water?
It's unbelievable. My mask smells so like it because I keep my mask in the car. I feel like I smell like it too. Every time I open the door, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's too much. Good grief.
No,
I just want something that evaporates the smell out. I think
So you don't like the smell of gas? I love the smell of gas.
I don't dislike the smell of gas, but I don't want it in my car overwhelming.
I think you like the smell of gas until you're like forced to smell it in your car.
If you smell it every once in a while, if it gets on your hand, you're like, oh, gas. Yeah.
I can tell you that is not true. I've always loved the smell of gas because when I was in grade school and high school, we used to play with gas a lot and fire. I tell you this, I made the napalm with the styrofoam I never told you this story.
I don't think so.
Where I lit the lines on fire and the fire department came.
No.
Yeah, I never told this story.
No.
So, yeah, when I was in high school, me and my buddy made that you can make napalm with styrofoam and gasoline in a big paint bucket. Well, we did that, and we covered some of the, like, the lines that are in the middle of the street, the yellow lines.
Okay.
The dashes. So we covered, like, three or four of those with this stuff and lit it on fire. Well, it burns very bright, and it burns for quite a long time, and somebody called the fire department, and they showed up, and I ran away.
Oh.
Yeah, it was rough. The people were very upset, as they should be.
You're lucky you didn't get that stuff stuck on you, too.
Dude, no kidding, and the fact that nobody, I mean, we're, what, 13, 14 years old, neither of us got hurt, no houses were lit on fire or anything. Well,
I showed you the video of my brother-in-law when we were camping. So when I went camping in Tennessee like a week or two ago, it rained one night and we wanted to have a fire and the wood wouldn't catch because it was all wet.
Right.
So my brother-in-law, we've been drinking all day. It's like 12 o'clock at night. He thought it'd be a great idea to pour gas on the fire.
Sure.
Not lighter fluid, but gas. And the fire travels up gas. So he had this big, you know, big tank of gas and he dumps it on the fire. It goes, and then it goes up the thing. And he spins it around and the gas is flying everywhere.
No.
I'll show you the picture. The trail, it was like a fire trail everywhere.
What a lot of people don't realize too is the fumes light on fire.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that. Yeah.
But there's a lot of people, like, we had that. Remember the one girl that was pouring gas into the back of the guy's car?
Oh yeah.
And then went to light it and just poof, just blows up. Yeah, because the fumes will light for sure.
The picture's crazy. I'm like, dude, this could have gone horribly wrong. Of course, I'm just laughing the whole time because I'm drunk. I'm like, oh, you're on fire. You know, like an idiot.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. My oldest brothers, they used to do a game with a couple of their friends where there is a forest preserve and they would light a fire and see how long they could let it burn before they could put it out. Yeah, that's a bad game to play. You know who won that? The firemen won that. Firemen won that game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's not a smart game. You shouldn't play with gas or fire. I remember, oh, man. So where I lived, there was our neighbors next to us. They had moved from Arkansas. They're the ones that I was over at their house, and the mom made us sandwiches, and it was some sort of pork spread.
Ooh.
It was the most disgusting thing. Oh, my God. Look at that fire.
Right?
That's bananas.
Like the gas, you know, if the gas starts catching on fire, don't start slinging the gas all over the place.
That's
because
a bad
it
idea.
Too will catch fire and go everywhere.
So they were from Arkansas and they had a kid, Jeremy, that was my age that I was friends with, and then his younger brother, Rodney. And Rodney was white, curly hair, just kind of a goofy looking little kid. And I was like, hey, Rodney, I go, is Jeremy here? And he was like, and I was like, what is going on? He was making like all big eyes and stuff. And he goes, I feel dizzy. And I go, are you okay? Like, even as a kid, I was like, there's something wrong with this kid. Something's going on. And he goes, I don't know. And he's like sitting on the floor in the garage next to a gas can. I go, Rodney, did you drink gas? And he was like, I was trying to, he was like all slurring his speech and stuff. I smelled his breath. He had gas on his breath. I took a sip of it or was huffing it at least. And I had to go in and tell his mom, I go, hey, something's wrong with Rodney. I don't know whether he drank gas or what. And they had to take him to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
What an idiot.
Oh, he really was. But it was so weird. Like a little white kid, white curly hair, just going,
have you
dizzy.
Tried this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you got a match?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh, Rodney. He's actually the CEO of Exxon now. Yeah. He's great. He's
Did not work out for Rodney. All right. Let's take a break. If you want to give us a call, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. We'll take a break. We'll be back in just a few. This is the Mike Calta Show. It's 1025 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show on 102.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.